It's time to announce the winner of this year's Mother of the Year. Now, you may remember that Barnardo's, a great charity, scrapped the Mother of the Year awards after 25 years, saying, "We believe the celebration of mothers in the absence of others does not truly represent all the families we celebrate in our contemporary world." So, Family Voice stepped in, and they have put the awards together. We announced them on this program. Greg Bondar from Family Voice is back in the studio. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben.
You had a great response, didn't you? So many people nominating so many wonderful mums.
Absolutely, Ben. We had a national response from all mothers, grandmothers and young mothers, Ben.
You've had a few categories. I want to say congratulations to the Young Mother of the Year, Adriel Van Hassel from Queensland, her dedicated mum to a lovely six-month-old girl becoming a mum at only 16, and the Grandmother of the Year, Anthea Adams from South Australia, who's got 9 children and 21 grandchildren. So well done to those two. But you do have an overall winner. Greg, it's over to you to announce the Australian Mother of the Year.
Thank you very much, Ben. After an exhaustive search, we're delighted, Ben, to have Layla Abdullah as our Mother of the Year. And I can't think of any more worthy mother than Layla. And I'd really want to congratulate her and all the mums that did nominate. Happy Mother's Day, but congratulations, Layla.
Well done. Congratulations, Layla. Welcome to the studio.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Greg. Thank you, Ben.
How does it feel to be named Mother of the Year?
I'm happy, humbled and privileged. Thank you so much.
There are so many wonderful mums out there who've been through all sorts of things, but I think everyone who knows your story and the fact that you lost 3 of your children and also another family member as well, a little niece, and you have been through a very tough time. It's been an awful time for your family, but also you've given hope to so many people because your message through all of this has been about forgiveness.
Exactly.
How's that gone down with other people out there who've contacted you, who've also been through severe trauma?
I'd like to dedicate that award to all the bereaved mothers out there who have gone through a grief, whether it's a miscarriage, it's a child birth, it's still child, or the loss of any child. A lot of people have been inspired and touched with the forgiveness, and they were able to forgive in their own family and to accept their grief.
How do you do that after what you've been through? I mean, it's one thing to say it, it's another thing to mean it, and a completely different story to do it. But you do all those three things.
I do. First, it's my belief that my kids has moved on to eternal life. Plus, it's the support of my family, the community. That's what keeps me going.
Your husband, Danny, is nearby in the studio supporting you as always this morning. Tell me about how important that bond is between the two of you, considering what you've been through.
I consider myself blessed to have such an amazing and supportive husband by my side. I see my kids through my husband because these kids were a piece of him and myself. So every time I look at Danny, I see my kids in him, and I'm so glad that he's by my side and I've got a good bond with him.
It's important to have that strong bond in a partnership, isn't it? And it is a team effort when you're running a family, when you're together, and particularly when you face a challenge like you two have faced. Can you give me some understanding of what it was like when you received the call to say that you are the Mother of the Year?
I was surprised. I'm like, really? Like, thank you so much. And I just, I was surprised. I was overwhelmed. It's amazing. And to be honest with you, it's one of the greatest titles in the world. It's the word mother. It's amazing because as a mother, we live for our kids. And this is something all my life I've taken pride of, raising my kids. That's why I've had 6 beautiful kids. And I'd love to keep going because these are a gift to us. Kids are the biggest joy any parents can have. And I'm blessed to have these amazing kids.
I think it's fair to say that mothers carry a lot of the load in families right around this country. I know that that's certainly the case in my family. Is it the case in yours, or does Danny pull his weight around the household and helping out around the joint?
He does sometimes help me. But as a family, as a mother, you're right. We do carry our family. We carry our community. We carry our kids. And then all what we get in return is love, which is the greatest salary or the greatest thing anyone can receive.
Greg, you did note there that she said that sometimes Danny carries the load around the house. That is the case, isn't it? I mean, there are some great dads out there and we all do our best. But let's face it, Greg, there's a special role that mums play in so many families. And I know that there are plenty of families out there that don't have a mum. But when you're lucky enough to have one, they are a crucial cog in the machine, aren't they?
Absolutely, Ben. I have to tell you that mothers make a great commitment to the family, to the work life, to their own children, because the child's development really relies on the mother and how she brings up those children. So, yeah, I totally agree with you, Ben. And I have to tell you, as I said to you last time, I'm a granddad and I'm enjoying every minute of it. But I just think of my daughter-in-law and the role that she plays. They're just tremendous people, Ben.
We want to say a big congratulations to you, Layla. We think you're such a worthy winner. I want to let members of the media know that there is going to be a press conference this morning in Pyrmont with Layla and Danny Abdullah, just near the Studio 4 Cafe on Saunders Street in Pyrmont. There's a little park right next door, so it might happen in the park or just next to the cafe. That will happen at 9 o'clock this morning if you'd like to come along and say hello to Layla and Danny and also hear from Greg Bondar from Family Voice about why Layla Abdullah has been chosen as Australia's Mother of the Year. Congratulations to you, Layla. We respect you so much. We think you're amazing for handling this the way you've handled it. And congratulations on being the Mother of the Year.
Thank you so much.
Greg, thank you for bringing this to us and stepping in where others decided to vacate.
Thank you, Ben, to you and your wife, and in particular for you, Ben. You're a great dad. Thank you.
You're a good man. Thank you so much. So just repeating, Layla Abdullah, the Mother of the Year. And that is a fantastic choice. We know that there are some wonderful mums who were nominated. And congratulations again to the young Mother of the Year, Adrielle Van Hassel from Queensland, becoming a mum at 16, dedicated mum to a lovely six-month-old girl, and Anthea Adams from South Australia, an amazing mum to 9 children and a wonderful grandma to 21 grandchildren. Congratulations to all.